you ever had a dog bite anybody? Have you ever been bit by a dog?
No.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to another lady, and she said that she had a dog didn't know it would bite, and it attacked a neighbor. It just took off after that neighbor and bit her all up. Bit her.
Oh.
Oh, man. Need to get rid of it, of course, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes people will provoke a dog, and you don't know anything about it. Well, that dog doesn't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come back, it's just too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I have, over here, there's a colored man that every time he sees these dogs, he chunks them with a rock. Chunks at them. I mean, he has never hit one yet, but he chunks at them. And they just despise him. Every time they see him, I have to call him back.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd bite him. They'd attack him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they don't forget that he chokes at them.
Yeah. He better watch it if they ever get out and he's lying around. If you had a cow and you wanted to have her bred, you'd have to take her to somebody who owns a...
Oh, I don't know whether you call that a sire. Sire?
Okay.
Sire, bull.
Okay. If you had... You said y'all had mules. If you had two mules pulling a wagon, what would you call that?
Team.
Okay. If you had four, what would you call that?
Four mules. Double team.
Okay. And a little cow, when it's first born, you'd call a
calf.
Okay. And are there different names for male and female calves?
No. Oh. Well, a bull and heifer.
Okay. And if you had a cow by the name of Daisy who was expecting a calf, you might say Daisy is going to...
Calf.
Okay. And you said you had... Did you say you had horses?
Yes. We had one.
Uh-huh.
One?
What was he a riding horse or what was it?
Buggy horse.
Oh, uh-huh.
Buggy horse.
A female horse you'd call what?
Oh, I can't remember. Well, there's so many different, I don't know how to express it.
Okay.
A pony is mostly considered a Shetland.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And then there's when you call a mother horse is a dam.
Mm-hmm.
The other is a sire, the father, the male horse is a sire.
Okay.
Sire and dam.
Uh-huh.
But now, any other name for him, I don't know. And there's a filly, and I don't know a filly from a... I don't know whether it's a female or a male. I don't know. I never studied horses.
Neither. I haven't made a great study of them myself. Did y'all ever ride when you were growing up? Ride horses?
Oh, yeah. We had some old plugs.
Yeah.
You know, that's an old wore-out horse.
Uh-huh.
And, my brother used to... Well, my grandmother lived 3 or 4 miles at that time from. We used to get on this old horse and ride, and the old thing was so rough, he'd just nearly kill us. I'd have blisters rubbed on my knees when I'd get home. We didn't have a saddle. We'd just throw a piece of ducking or something over the horse, you know. Well, I wasn't but 12 years old, and he was 10, but, you know, we thought we were doing something grand. It was. That's the only way we had to go, so we just took a bet how this old horse go.
Yeah.
And, I used to ride. I loved to ride. Of course, I never rode a racing horse or anything like that, but we rode quite a bit. And then after my oldest boy, when he was about 10, 12 years old, we used to raise turkeys. And every afternoon, we'd hitch up the old mule. We had a saddle then,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't happen to have a horse. We had the mule. We put the saddle on the mule and go get the turkeys.
Uh-huh.
Too far to walk.
Uh-huh.
Have we heard those turkeys with that mule?
Uh-huh. Well, did those turkeys stay together? I guess.
Oh, yes. They'll stay together, and you just have a stick, something like that, or a wand or anything. You herd them.
Uh-huh.
Or you can have a dog with you to herd them. They're just like sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You can just drive them anywhere.